Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now. Your little one is taking things without asking, and it can feel frustrating, confusing, and sometimes even embarrassing when it happens with friends or at preschool. I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this, and your child is not being bad. In fact, what's happening is actually a beautiful sign of development, and I'm going to explain exactly what I mean. First, let me just say, I see you. I see you gently reminding your child to ask before taking their sibling's toy. I see you feeling that little flutter of worry when your child grabs something from a friend at the playground. I see you wondering if you're doing something wrong, if you should be handling this differently. And I want you to take a deep breath with me right now, because you are doing beautifully. This is one of the most common challenges parents face with children aged 4 to 5, and there is so much we can do to help. So what's really happening when your child takes things without asking? The magic book has taught me something wonderful about this. Your child is in the middle of a fascinating developmental stage. They're learning about ownership, property boundaries, and social courtesy all at the same time. Think about how complex that is. They're discovering that some things belong to them, some things belong to others, and some things are shared. They're learning that asking permission is a way to show respect and care for other people's feelings. And they're developing something called theory of mind, which is the ability to understand that other people have thoughts and feelings that are different from their own. Research from the Institute of Psychology at the Chinese Academy of Sciences has shown us something really important. Children's understanding of resource ownership differs between sharing personal items and allocating collective resources. And here's the beautiful part. Children who better understand ownership show more frequent and appropriate asking permission behaviors. So every time your child takes something without asking, they're actually in the process of learning. They're not being defiant or disrespectful. They're learning one of life's most important social skills. The Raising Children Network tells us that at ages 4 to 5, preschoolers are developing empathy and can understand when others are hurt or sad. This is foundational for respecting property boundaries. Your child is literally growing the brain connections that will help them understand why asking permission matters. And that takes time, patience, and lots of gentle guidance from you. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Inara, they know they should ask. They do it sometimes, but then they forget or they just grab things anyway. And you're absolutely right. This is where it gets really interesting. Positive discipline experts remind us that young children are still developing understanding of ownership and property boundaries. Even when they know the rule, their impulse control is still growing. Sometimes the desire to play with something right now is just too strong for their developing brain to resist. And that's completely normal. So what can we do to help? I'm so glad you asked. The magic book has shown me some wonderful strategies that really work. First, model asking permission yourself. When you want to use something of your child's, ask them first. Can I borrow your red crayon? May I sit in your special chair? This shows them exactly what asking permission looks like and sounds like. And it shows them that everyone, even grown-ups, asks before using other people's things. Second, practice together during calm moments. You can play a game where you take turns asking to use each other's toys. Make it fun and playful. This helps your child build the habit of asking when they're not in the heat of the moment, when they really want something. Third, when your child does take something without asking, stay calm and guide them gently. You can say something like, "I see you really wanted to play with that toy. Let's go ask your friend if it's okay to use it." Then help them practice the words. "Can I play with your truck?" This teaches them the skill in the moment without shame or punishment. Fourth, celebrate every time they remember to ask. When your child asks permission, even for small things, acknowledge it with warmth. "You asked before taking my book. That shows such respect. Thank you." This positive reinforcement helps them understand that asking permission feels good and gets a wonderful response. And here's something else the magic book taught me. Stories can be such a gentle helper with this. When children see characters in stories learning to share, ask permission, and respect others' belongings, it creates a safe space to explore these ideas. They can think about the characters' choices without feeling like they're being corrected or criticized. We have a beautiful story in the book of Inara called The Chocolate Tree. It's about a curious Mayan child who discovers the sacred gift of chocolate and learns the joy of sharing sweet treasures with her community. In this story, the child learns that special things are meant to be shared thoughtfully, and that respecting sacred gifts creates joy for everyone. When you read this story with your child, you can talk together about how asking permission shows respect, just like the child in the story respected the sacred chocolate tree. You can practice asking permission together in everyday moments, making it feel natural and important. The beautiful thing about using stories is that they plant seeds. Your child might not change their behavior immediately after hearing the story, but the ideas are growing in their heart and mind. They're learning that asking permission is connected to caring about others, to being part of a community, to showing respect for things that are special. I also want to remind you of something really important. This phase is temporary. Your child is learning, and learning takes time. There will be days when they remember to ask every single time and days when they forget completely. That's not failure. That's learning. Be patient with them and be patient with yourself too. And please, please don't compare your child to others. Every child develops these social skills at their own pace. Some children naturally grasp ownership concepts earlier, while others need more time and practice. Your child is exactly where they need to be, learning exactly what they need to learn in their own perfect timing. The research is so clear on this. Gentle guidance and modeling appropriate behavior is more effective than punishment for property boundary issues. When you stay calm, when you guide with love, when you teach the skill instead of punishing the mistake, you're building something beautiful. You're building your child's understanding of respect, empathy, and social connection. You're showing them that mistakes are opportunities to learn, not reasons to feel ashamed. So here's what I want you to remember, my wonderful friend. Your child taking things without asking is not a character flaw. It's not a sign that you're failing as a parent. It's a normal, temporary, meaningful part of development. Your child is learning to navigate the complex social world, and you are their guide. Every gentle reminder, every patient explanation, every moment of practice is building the foundation for a lifetime of respectful, caring relationships. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we're here to support you every step of the way with stories, wisdom, and love. You've got this, my friend. You really do. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.